Welcome to More Life Now, the radio outreach dedicated to helping you receive more of the abundant life God has given us. Today, Phyllis Moore is teaching from the Word of God, a series entitled Mercy Over Judgment. Stay tuned, because at the end of this broadcast, we'll be giving you information on how you can receive a free copy of today's teaching. And now, Mrs. Moore.
Maybe your husband has a weakness with seeing girls in swimsuits. Don't go to the beach every weekend. I don't care if the beach is your favorite place in the whole wide world. You don't go. You can help people or you can hurt people. Help people to grow up and be strong. If you know your spouse has an issue with those kind of things, don't watch it on TV. If you know they have problems with, let's see what else they could have problems with. Lying. Help them to tell the truth. Don't press them into situations to where they're gonna lie to you. Help them to be, because when people have had a problem in an area, we can help them or we can hurt them. Amen. I want people helping me. Yeah. I don't like people around me that are always putting me in situations. We've been around people, you know, that you get around them and all they want to do. When the Lord started dealing with me about judging 3 or so years ago, I think everybody I got around talked about other people. I do. I think everybody that I got around wanted to talk about this minister, or they wanted to talk about this employee, or they wanted to talk about this friend, or they wanted to talk. Everybody that I got around. And it takes everything you have in you not to join in with them.
That's right. Yes, it does.
So what are you better off doing if you know that? Back yourself up, get out of that situation, stay out of anywhere around that. Then you don't have as big a problem with it until you get stronger on the inside and you know that you can overcome that. If you like to eat a quart or a gallon of ice cream every day, leave it at the grocery store. If you like donuts, I know, okay? When I was overweight, I know why I was overweight. I wasn't confused about it. Okay? When you get up every morning and stop by in Tulsa, it was a get and go. You stop by there every day on your way to work and you get a big gulp and you get a pack of the little white powdered donuts. Every day. Or you get one of those cherry, what are they? Those long square ones? It's kind of like a cinnamon roll, but it's got cherry in it. Oh, yeah. Everybody's face is going, oh, yeah. Kind of a, you know what I'm talking about. It's iced on the top, and it's about this long, you know, and yeah. And a big gulp every day. And you eat Hostess and drink big gulps every day, all day. There's no confusion why you're fat. Don't kid yourself. The smart thing to do would be to drive right past that get and go. Don't stop. Do not collect $200 or the Danish or the Coke. Take you a bottle of water from your house and go to work. Do you understand that? People try to kid themselves that they're stronger than they are. And they put themselves into situations when they know the devil is leading them down a path to fall. God doesn't want us to fall, and He's not the one leading us down that path all the while. All the while that's going on, your insides are going, don't go, don't go, don't go, don't stop, don't go, don't stop. But now can God make you not stop? He's doing everything He can possibly do. telling you. Now, he could make you not stop, and that's not true. He can make you, and we'll get into that here in just a minute. But he wants us to be quick to listen and quick to obey. He wants us to choose to do what he says. He's not a God that makes us do stuff. It's the devil that makes you stop and get that sweet roll.
That's right.
Because he wants you in condemnation. He wants you rendered helpless to do anything for God or believe for anything. So if you know that, don't come to work if your coworker you know has a problem with sweet rolls and big gulps. Don't bring them one in tomorrow. Even though you know it's going to bless them and you're trying to be nice to them, bring them in something else that you know is not as bad for them. And maybe they'll begin to like that. We don't want to be ministers of the flesh. We want to be ministers of the Spirit. Can we do that? All right, let's keep going. Romans, you'll understand what I'm talking about here. 14:10. This is NIV. You then, why do you judge your brother? Because he ate that sweet roll. Or why do you look down on your brother? For we will all stand before God's judgment seat. It's written, as surely as I live, says the Lord, every knee will bow before me and every tongue will confess. So then each one of us will give an account of himself to God. We don't have to judge that your spouse went to the beach or that your wife did this or your husband did this or your coworker did this. That's not our job. We got our hands full. I know I do. Listening and doing what God tells me to do, my hands are totally full. And if you get up all day long and you just do what God tells you to do, you don't have time to think about anybody else. Each of us will give an account of himself to God. Therefore, let us stop passing judgment on one another. Instead, make up your mind not to put any stumbling block or obstacle in your brother's way. Say this with me. I am going to help my brother. I will stop anything that hinders my brother. Thank you, Father, for showing me things before they happen, so that I can help them and not hinder them. Yes. Yes. Now now that we are doing what we know to live for the Lord, we have a supernatural protection that the world doesn't have. Now the world wants that sweet rolling big gulp. And it doesn't have one thing in the whole wide world to keep it from getting it. But you do. You do. Look with me. 1 Peter. This is NIV chapter 1, verse 3. Praise be to the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ. In His great mercy, He has given us new birth into a hope through the resurrection of Jesus Christ from the dead. That's what happened with us. We were given new hope through the resurrection, being baptized and cleansed. The old things gone away. A new life has risen in our lives. And verse 4, into an inheritance that can never perish or spoil or fade, kept in heaven for you. Verse 5, who through faith, say that with me. Who through faith? So how are you going to be able to resist all these big gulps and pies and girls on the beach and... Huh?
Through faith.
About a third of you got it. How are you going to be able to resist all that stuff?
Through faith.
Through faith are shielded by God's power. Not our own strength, But through our faith, we can become shielded and a force field be around us by God's power. But through our faith, we have to believe it and we have to trust Him for it. We have to know that He's there to help us and He's undergirding us. And He's helping us. We don't have to. When that comes up inside you, you want to eat that whole pie. And something inside you says, you know better than that. You've been trying to lose some weight. You're shielded. That was the shield that came up inside you that said, you don't want to do that. Now you use your faith and say, greater is He that's in me than he that's in the world. I'm strong in the Lord and the power of His might. I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. And turn your back on it and walk away. That's the power inside of you that the world doesn't have. There's a difference between the two of us. Look at this. 1 Corinthians. Anybody remember the story of Peter when he denied the Lord? Anybody in here remember that? I think most everybody remembers that. Why did Peter fall? I'm hearing everything under the sun, but yeah. He thought he could do it on his own. He thought, I got this. I got this. This is easy. I love God so much, I'll never do anything to hurt Him. I love Jesus so much, I mean, I'll never do anything to turn my back on Him. That's not happening. Amen. I love Him so much, I will never hurt Him. Jesus said, you will. If something inside of you is saying, if you stop, you're going to get something you shouldn't get. And you say, no, I'm going to stop and I'm going to get a water and some unsalted nuts. And the Lord says, no, you're not. You're going to get a big gulp and a sweet roll. Keep going. Or if a whole bunch of people say, I'm going to see this movie. And you know in your spirit you can't handle it because there's going to be certain things in it that you've been dealing with. And the Lord says, you don't need to go see that. And you say, you know what, I've been reading and I've been praying and I'm stronger now than what I was. And the Lord says, you don't need to go see that. I can handle it. I got this. What's going to happen? You're going to leave there. And it's going to have been something in that movie that's going to cause you to be more open to something else in your life that you wouldn't have been as open to.
And that concludes today's message by Phyllis Moore. If you would like a free copy of today's teaching from the series Mercy Over Judgment, you may call More Life Ministries at 417-334-9233. That's 417-334-9233. 9233. Just mention that you heard this message on the radio. You may also download this and other messages from our website at morelifenow.org, where you will find additional information about this ministry, including an itinerary of upcoming meetings. Remember to join us in Branson, Missouri on Monday, October 3rd, as we begin our week of increase. Thank you for joining us today, and be sure to tune in next time for More Life Now.